APCC Theatre Ensemble presents The Heiress by Ruth and Augustus Getz. The production is being directed by Ted Carber Jr. and runs from March 2nd through the 11th at EPCC Forum Theatre at the Trans Mountain Campus. Here to tell us all about it is director Ted Carber Jr. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. It's so good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Ted.
Absolutely. It's always a charm to be here. I always feel like I'm doing good for the community.
Well, you're doing good for the community all the time because theatre is no joke.
No, it isn't. It's a great experience. It's joyful and it's a wonderful creative form of art, but it also is very exhausting and nonstop.
Yeah, we were talking about it before we started recording. So you have your show dates, but that's not where it starts.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
We auditioned the show in November. We had our first two read-throughs the middle of December. And then we went into full rehearsal the beginning of the second week of January.
And how are you feeling now that you're getting closer to it? Are
excited?
You ready? It's time.
Ready. I have this amazing cast, and they're acting way beyond their years. They're all, chronologically, they're very young, but in their ability to act, they're very, very much beyond their years.
Now, how did you choose the heiress?
When a directing slot came available, I talked to my supervisor, the coordinator of the discipline, Matthew Smith, and we talked about different shows I could do. And I decided that I really wanted to do a show that I loved because it was my first show to direct for him and for that department. And so I really loved this play. I've always wanted to do it, and I would have at my disposal a technical director and a scenic designer and all those things that would be valuable to a big production like this. And it has paid off greatly because I'm so very fortunate with all the aspects of theatrical trappings that I've gotten in that regard.
And the space is nice, too. I really enjoy that Trans Mountain Theater. It's a good spot.
It is. It has a really good ambience to it. It's a large stage, so you can do large shows, which is kind of nice. Mm. And it's a good space to work in. It really is.
So now tell us a little bit about the plot. I've been reading up on the heiress. It's a woman. There's a man that she may or may not want to get involved with.
Absolutely.
But they're always kind of looking at the money aspect.
Absolutely. That's the whole idea behind the play, I think. It's based on a novel by Henry James called Washington Square, which was written in the latter part of the previous century. And it is based on the love affair that Catherine Sloper, a 20-something young woman who will be a great heiress, has with a young man whose name is Morris Townsend. Catherine's father, Dr. Austin Sloper, has convinced her and everyone around her that she is kind of dull and rather dim-witted and perhaps not marriageable. And in 1850, being able to marry was very important. She will be, as I said, an heiress. This young man stumbles into her life. His name is Morris Townsend. He falls in love with her, or so he claims. She falls desperately in love with him. And the question is asked, is he in love with her or is he in love with her money?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question that the play poses.
That's the whole thing, right? Love or money? Or can you have both?
We hope. We hope that's what you can have. Certainly in The Heiress, we hope that.
And, you know, even though it was in the 1850s, mm-hmm. That story probably still reigns true today. Not that, you know, I'm an heiress or know anybody of that sort, but those are issues I think that probably.
I think it's timeless. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that you would always ask yourself if you had great wealth, is it me or is it my money?
Right. How do you trust people?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I love that you chose The Heiress. I'm not going to ask. Well, no, let's ask. What would you choose, love or money?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm a romantic at heart. I'd probably choose love.
I think so, too.
You know, I think it's worthwhile.
It's just not enough right after a while. Nothing like having true love.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Someone to come home to.
Now, tell us, you've got a whole season ahead of you, so let's talk about it. You've got some really exciting programming. I'll just let you lead the way.
We start the spring's portion of the season with The Heiress, and that runs March 2 through 11. And then we have Lend Me a Tenor, which is being directed by Matthew Smith, and that's going to run April 20th through 29th. And then we have a musical that's going to round out our summer season. We're doing the musical Footloose. And that will be running in July. and it'll be running for 3 weekends, July 5th through, I believe, the 22nd. And those auditions for Footloose are coming up in May. So if anyone's interested in auditioning for the musical Footloose, the auditions will be May 18, 19, and 20 at 6 p.m. at the Forum Theater out at Trans Mountain.
And it's important to say you don't have to be a student at EPCC to be a part of this company.
It is a true community theater. It's a true community college. And we encourage the community to come and audition.
So what would you say to somebody who's maybe toying with the idea and hasn't quite done it?
You know, you'll never know till you put your foot in the water. It's not nearly as daunting and frightening as you may think it might be. It's an exciting experience. And because we are so interested in encouraging the community to be part of our productions, we're very understanding if perhaps you're not thoroughly knowledgeable about the process or you don't understand exactly what the audition process involves. We'll walk you through it. It's not a problem.
Which is an amazing opportunity, really.
Exactly. For us and for them.
Yes. Now, what was it like when you first dipped your foot in the water?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I can even remember back that far.
Did you have a nervous breakdown?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the first show I think I ever really auditioned for at the university at UT El Paso was probably The Cherry Orchard, and I got cast. And I think probably I was surprised that I got cast. You know, I've spent more of my time, Marina, as a director in this community than I have as an actor. I have acted because I think all directors should know what it's like to be on the stage.
You need to know that experience, especially if you're asking things of your actors.
Absolutely. But really, I've tried to hone my craft as a director, and I've directed a lot of shows in El Paso. I ran a theater in El Paso for a number of years. I've worked at the old SRO that no longer exists. I've done work at the Playhouse. I've worked at UT El Paso. Now at EPCC. So I've done a lot of stuff all over the city.
What would you say to somebody? I ask this question about everybody that I have in the seat. What would you say to someone that's thinking about going into theater, that's here in El Paso, that's, you know, maybe currently in school?
Oh, there is not a more rewarding and fulfilling and enriching study that you can do. It will make your life creatively and personally rich. It has enriched my life beyond measure. I've met wonderful people. I've gotten to work with great pieces of literature. I've gotten to direct shows on the stage that I think touched people and made people happy and made people think. It is the most important kind of cumulative art because we use all of the arts in theater. We use the visual arts. We use the performing arts. We look at painting. We look at dance. We look at all kinds of movement, vocal training. It takes everything in theater to be good, to be successful, and to know your craft. And it's the perfect place to start for all of those studies.
Now, you chose directing over acting. How did you make that decision?
It's an interesting twist. I don't think I ever really wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a playwright, and I am still applying my trade as a playwright. But I think that in the local community, I had a list of plays I wanted to direct. When I came out of college, I was encouraged by people who taught on this campus at UT El Paso, like Milton Leach and Dr. Etheridge and Giff Wingate. And they made us read these really, really important plays that we thought were important at the time. And many of them spoke to me and made me want to give them voice on the stage. And so that's what I did. And so when I started Aardvark Theater in 1997, that was one of my goals, was to direct.
You were Aardvark.
I was Aardvark.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I wanted to direct plays that I loved. And that's what I did. And so when I closed Aardvark in 2005, I kind of took a hiatus. I focused on my playwriting, but now here I am again, directing again.
Full circle.
That's right. You can't get away from it once it's in your blood.
And that's what you said. I mean, you've done high school, you've done UTEP, you've done EPCC. I mean, it's just about staying in the craft.
Right. Exactly.
And that's just how you get better. Just like everybody says, practice, practice, practice.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And you practice by being in shows.
And that's the bottom line, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, run us through again. We've got the Heiress Love or Money or Love and Money.
That's
we
exactly
can find
right.
out.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be at the EPCC Forum Theater there at the Trans Mountain campus. And you've got a couple of different, you've got matinees during the day. And
absolutely.
You've got evening performances. Starts on the 2nd through the 11th. And do keep on with the rest of the season because you guys have a whole season to go through. And I think once you go to one production at Trans Mountain, you can keep going to them. Will you run us through what else is coming up at Trans Mountain?
Once again, we start off this portion of the season with The Heiress, and then we do Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig, and that's in April. And then in July, we will be presenting the musical Footloose, and that's going to be, I believe, July 5th through the 22nd. And those auditions for that show, once again, for Footloose, are May 18, 19, and 20 at 6 p.m. You could always call the theater division at EPCC. 831-2000 is the operator, and you can get to the division and leave a message and express your interest in auditioning.
So there it is. And we'll keep you posted as far as the audition. So the closer we get to May, we'll make sure to let people know here.
Great.
And again, you don't have to be a student at EPCC, just a member of the community that loves to dance, act, and sing.
That's right.
And if you want to, give it your all, by all means, come down. But for now, don't forget, catch The Heiress March 2nd through the 11th at EPCC Forum Theater at the Trans Mountain campus. Today, my guest has been Ted Carber Jr. He's the director of the play. Thank you so much for
coming
to
studio.
Thank you,
Marina. It's been wonderful.